And now, spelling bees. Just last week, many of us watched the finals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee on TV. Freelance writer Nina Shen Rastogi recently blogged on her love of the bee, and she joins us now from our bureau in New York. Nina, let me ask you, how do you spell echelon?
I will never forget how to spell echelon. It's E-C-H-E-L-O-N.
Well, if you've been to a spelling bee, what's the word that brought you down? Tell us your story. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And you could join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And Nina, what was the situation when echelon was forever burned across your brain?
Yeah, well, just now for a split second, I was really afraid that actually I didn't know how to spell echelon. This was in the sixth grade district spelling bee. It would have been 1992 in Cupertino, California. And I don't think I got very far. I think I was somewhere in the semifinals, and unfortunately I lost to echelon. But thankfully the girl who won that competition and then went on to go on to the state competition is now my best friend many years later.
All those years later. And I understand there was also a young man in the contest.
Yes, there was. There was a young man who for many years in elementary school was my spelling bee nemesis. And I finally beat him in the sixth grade and managed to go on to district where I ultimately met with disappointment. And you know, I went to his wedding 2 years ago, and his mother saw me, and the first thing she said to me after giving me this huge hug was, "I remember you and Anand going at it in those spelling bees when you guys were 11." So it's clearly been was an important thing in his life too.
And you wrote it in one of the pieces you've written about spelling bees that indeed this seems to have a special place in the hearts of South Asians.
Yeah, it does. Since 1985, since Balu Natarajan, who is, you know, all of our collective hero, since then, eight of the National Spelling Bee finalists have been of South Asian descent.
And so you were watching this year with a particular relish?
I was. In fact, my friend, my best friend from that spelling bee, who is also, like me, Indian American, we watched together. And in fact, to you know, up the coincidences, one of the finalists, Ramya Orprem, was from our junior high school in California.
Really?
Yeah. And so we were rooting for her, and she acquitted herself very well, and we were super proud of her.
We got this email, by the way, from Josephine Kayo in Roseville, California. The word I misspelled in the National Spelling Bee last Thursday, Gastaldo, from the Italian, meaning a steward in a nobleman's household. Even if my finish, she writes, was somewhat disappointing, that's the nature of the bee. I'm happy now, and congratulations to Kavya.
Yeah. One of the other finalists, Tessa Hira, had been keeping a Twitter account of her spelling bee you know, adventure, and her comment from when she found out she lost was really fantastic. She writes, "Time to wipe off my tears and think about my next step. I'm going to use my word knowledge in writing and compiling my poems to publish." And I thought that's the best attitude you could take out of competing in something like the National Spelling Bee.
That's making lemonade out of
absolutely
the lemons
absolutely.
You hand. But you write about, you described it as a spelling bee flameouts. These got to be there's got to be that awful feeling in the pit of your stomach when you get it wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, so long ago, I don't remember now that crushing feeling. All I remember is that word, that sort of magical word that has lasted. But yeah, it is difficult to watch, you know, especially once you get to the national level and you watch some kids just kind of crumple when it hits them in the pit of the stomach, that word that they missed. Yeah.
Let's get some callers on the line. We're talking with Nina Shen Rastogi. Is it Rastogi or Rastogi?
Rastogi.
Rastogi. Okay.
Yeah.
I had it right the first time. About spelling bees, what's the word that got you kicked out? We'll go to Robin. Robin with us from Ellensburg in Washington.
Hello, Neil.
Hi, Robin.
This is embarrassing. It was at the Rotary Club just a couple weeks ago.
There's adult spelling bees?
Well, we like to do a little money-raising segment of our Rotary Club, and so we try to come up with anything entertaining. And an adult spelling bee is fun.
in the sense of watching people embarrass themselves.
Yeah, I always pride myself on my spelling, and my table elected me. And then when I misspelled the word jodhpurs, my table mate who buys them for his horse riding daughter was like, oh, why didn't I take that?
I think if you call them plus fours, they're just about the same thing.
And a lot easier to spell.
Yeah, I think so. So you've lived down this ignominy?
I paid my dollar fine and everything was okay.
All right. Robin, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email that we have from Robert in Lakewood, Colorado. I recall telling my mom the word that tripped me up and placed me second in my eighth grade spelling bee. The word was prodigy. She replied, well, I guess that proves you're not one. And I had to look the word up in the dictionary to understand her comment.
Well, it's funny. It's funny, Neil, how sometimes spelling bee words are like tea leaves. You know, the ones you miss out on end up being really meaningful to you later on in life.
Oh, so this is kismet.
Yeah, exactly, which would be a good word to get out on.
Let's go to Frank, and Frank's calling us from Long Island.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Nina. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Hi.
Coincidentally enough, it was in eighth grade when I misspelled the word ace in my eighth grade spelling bee.
Ace?
Ace.
Oh, eight.
I spelled it E-I-G-T-H and forgot the first H.
Ah, well, you know, they're tricky that way.
I've never misspelled another ordinal number since.
See, so it was a lesson you took away from it.
I had a question for you, Nina. Do you believe that there's any innate ability that certain people have to be better spellers?
Oh, gosh. I imagine probably. I imagine that there's probably something that attracts certain people to spelling, which is a strange kind of mongrel skill. But I couldn't tell you what that would be. Otherwise, I'd probably make a lot of money as a spelling bee bookie.
I spend a fair amount of time doing crosswords, and those who know this much better than I do say the talent for doing crosswords very quickly is very closely related to the talent for music. Is there any correlation of skills for spelling?
You know, I don't know, but that's an interesting possibility. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think that when I was thinking over the last couple of days, what is it about spelling that is compelling to some people? And I think it's because it's this strange mix of right brain work and left brain work. On one hand, that there is something sort of mathematical about it. It's about symbols and order and oftentimes logic. But on the other hand, there's this anarchic side to our language, and if you're a young person who is drawn to language, there's a beauty in those strange words. So I would imagine that somebody who sort of combines both of those inclinations would probably be a very good speller. But
it's interesting, and you obviously English is an incredibly difficult language to spell because we, as you say, derive words from so many different places and refuse to change the spelling of any of them. Are there spelling bees in other languages, in Japanese or German?
Well, I do know that there are. I know that actually at Slate, somebody wrote an article about how there are versions of spelling bees. As I recall, in China there are dictionary bees where because you can look up a word, a Chinese word, in a dictionary according to a number of different characteristics, stroke, order, or the sort of phonetics. And so, as I recall, there are these competitions where you're judged on how fast you can find a word in a Chinese dictionary.
Hmm. Frank, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we go next to Ben. Ben with us from Dexter in Michigan.
Yes, I'm here. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead, Ben.
I believe I was in the eighth grade. It was 1959. I had made it through the school spelling bee and the district bee, and I was at the Detroit Metropolitan Spelling Bee, and my nemesis was aggression. I only put one G in it, and to this day I have to stop and think, now is it one G or two?
So that block continues in your brain.
It does, but I'm slowly managing to overcome it.
the trauma is slowly ebbing from your body.
Yes, I guess I, the way I look at it is at least I didn't waste part of my 15 minutes by having a brief foray on TV back then.
Ben, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Eric in Burnham Wood in Wisconsin. In the sixth grade spelling bee, my son Caleb misspelled the word heaven. The irony of this, I'm a Lutheran pastor. Oops. Let's go instead to Kim. Kim with us from Grand Rapids.
Hello there.
Hi, Kim.
I distinctly remember, I believe the year was 1967, I was in fourth grade, and we were at the school spelling bee, and I was down to the final two. The winner was going to the county fair. And smug as I was, my word was Indian. And I thought, well, how simple, what an easy word. I-N-D-I-A-N. Is that your final answer? Yes, it is. I was wrong.
Wrong?
Because I forgot to capitalize it.
Oh.
So I did not go to the county fair. Marianne Abner went in my place.
And there's no bitterness whatsoever.
I still remember it. 51 years old, and I can't forget. Capitalize the word Indian.
nor the name of your rival.
I remember the name of my rival, too. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you think she remembers yours?
I don't know if she's listening. Hey, Marianne, don't forget, capitalize the I in Indian.
Thanks very much, Kim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Dana in Indianapolis. I didn't know any of the words in the final rounds of the Scripps Spelling Bee, but I knew the word, final word, Laodicean.
I think it was Laodicean.
Laodicean. You could pronounce it that way. Probably you'd be right if you did. I grew up in a church, and I heard this word in the biblical book of Revelation many times. I was surprised to find out this was not a common word. And, well, when you get to those elevated levels of the spelling bee, you're going to get some words you never heard of it before in your life.
Yeah, I think once you get to the higher levels, it's purely happenstance. Aishwarya Pastapur, who was the second runner-up, she got out on the word menhir, which was a very special word from my childhood because it appears a lot in the Asterix comics. Asterix's best friend is a menhir deliveryman. So it was one of those, if I'd been up there, I would have known that word.
Asterix also prepared you for, studying Caesar, so you could pronounce Vercingetorix.
Yes, exactly.
the other part about the spelling, it has been a torment of my life that I've never been a good speller. One of the lines I use frequently is, if I could spell, I wouldn't have to work in radio. But it is a delight to meet somebody who spells and takes such delight in the spelling bee. Do you watch every year?
I don't watch every year. I don't actually watch every year. But I think it's going to become an annual tradition for me.
Well, Nina Shen Rastogi. thank you very much. If I could pronounce, I would work in radio. Nina Shen Rastogi writes for XX and Slate.com and joined us today from our bureau in New York. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.